outside Ladd Peebles Stadium in Mobile, Alabama, joined by Dane Brugler of NFLDraftScout.com. Who are some of the guys that you could see the Jets drafting in the second round?
Well, I think two positions that stand out, we'll have to see how the first round plays out. Wide receiver and corner. You know, we might only have one or two wide receivers in the first round, so who gets pushed the second round? You know, could a Courtland Sutton from SMU, big kid, physical, plays like a power forward on the football field, and he moves well. Now his route running, very raw. I mean, the offense he played in at SMU compared to the offense he'll play in the NFL is a big difference. And so, big learning gap there. But when you look, again, the traits you get excited about. And so in the second round, that could be good value. And then at corner, again, we'll see which corners go in the first round, but a player like Jaire Alexander from Louisville, Isaiah Oliver, Colorado, there's really five or six corners that could go in the first round, but if one of them would fall to the early second, I mean, corner is one of the deepest positions this year, especially in the top 50. So I think Alexander, Isaiah Oliver, Carlton Davis from Auburn, those are definitely names to keep on the radar.
Jaire Alexander from Louisville, he's a little undersized. He was banged up this year, but he is physical at the line of scrimmage. I think he's great in terms of instincts, finding the ball, you know, planting his foot and going after it. If you go back to last year, Alexander was one of the best corners in the country. So you just have to remind yourself of who this guy was before he got hurt. Uchenna Nwosu is a poor man's Hassan Reddick. Started at USC as a safety, and then they moved him to linebacker. Then they moved him to edge rusher. So you have someone, first and second down, you can play next to Darren Lee. Third down, you know, put your hand in the dirt, go get the quarterback. So I think in a Todd Bowles scheme, that he's someone that has a big role, and he's not just going to be a pass rush specialist. He's not just going to be an inside linebacker. He's more of a matchup nightmare for offenses. Billy Price from Ohio State is one of my favorite prospects in the entire draft. If he happened to be there top of the second, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, if there is a recommitment to the run game, there are a lot of running backs. You know, Ronald Jones of USC is a player I like in the first round, but we'll see how teams value guys like that. But he would definitely bring a speed element to the running back position that's not there right now. I mean, he wears 25, so it's easy, but he's like a Jamal Charles type running back. I mean, you see the speed, and when he gets on the open field, it's daylight and he's gone.